Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the 1-1 pitch. There's a line drive base hit to left. One run's going to score. Buxton will be held as the throw-in from left from Lau is cut off. It's an RBI single for Garver. Twins lead 1-0.
When I saw you yesterday morning, Max, we found out that Garver had just come off the DL and the son of a gun gets in the game and provides a big hit right away.
I just like to play this team, man. The Rays had a great comeback yesterday. They get a 7-5 chance to tie it and end up scoring 7. And you still can't catch them because they score 9. I mean, it's just, wow, you know. And Scope hits that home run to kind of seal the thing. And Buxton has a great game, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, to play against the Twins right now and to think about what you have to think about, you know, you got to play for big innings. You got to figure out ways to hit 3-run homers. Once you get behind, you got to claw back in. I mean, and you mentioned now Garver bats leadoff yesterday. Back in as a catcher, an offensive threat for sure. He's got pop in his bat. He's got power, as do the other catchers. They got some everything in that lineup is a difficult one to navigate. And we had Terry Steinbach on yesterday talking about it as a catcher. He just said that. I have no idea where you start to pick your. You know, I start to pick guys that can beat you, and then the guys that you got to get out. And there's just too many guys that can beat you on this team right now. That they're way too good for everybody.
Odorizzi leading the American League in ERA too, boy, at 1.96. Hey, Mike, that brings me to this thought: the free agent pitchers Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell. Neither one was signed. Now today, I believe they can start signing, and teams don't have to forfeit amateur draft picks.
Yeah, that's what everybody's been waiting for the draft to come, because the after that they can sign with anybody and do whatever they want. I don't know this, but I would think, and I'm just basing this on the fact that it did not work out with Lance Lynn last year, and they brought him in late, and he never really had his stuff until later, that the Twins would be gun-shy. Unless they thought that these guys could be long-term, or unless they thought, you know what, you throw them in and just don't even worry about them until the middle of August, because they do have that luxury. If they wanted to take a guy and go, okay, we're gonna pitch him and, you know, we're gonna, you know, watch him, etc. But we're gonna have very low expectations because he hasn't gone through spring training yet. I don't care how much he's thrown in the blah blah blah. He needs to be in game shape. And last year when they brought Lance Lynn in, as I'm sure he'd played a lot of catch and thrown off the mound, but there was something missing about trying to be a part of that team when he got there that late. So I think that that's the lesson that the Twins would have learned. You'd be better off trading for a guy that's been in a game-team situation. But the only thing upside for the Twins would be that they have no pressure on any of these guys that they would sign or trade for to be aces or to be great right away.
So we have the number 13 pick, or the Twins do, tonight, Maxie, and then it'll be interesting to see exactly who they pick. But, of course, they picked Royce Lewis a couple years ago, and right now he looks like he's a pretty good pick.
Royce is making his way through. He had some injuries and some struggles this year at the bat, but his demeanor is certainly one of a guy that's got a confidence about himself and leadership qualities across the board. And now, again, I mean, this helps everything when you're winning, because you can be patient with him and not have the fans going, when are we going to see him? When are we going to see him? And so they can take their time with him. And of course, he was the number one overall. And, you know, one of those rare opportunities that you get them and the Byron Buxtons, et cetera. And that's how, when Tampa won, that's what they had done and they're still winning. But when they got those number one picks, and eventually they were right enough times that they got some good players at the big league level. So 13 isn't bad. It's right in the middle. And the Major League draft is a lot different than other drafts. People probably don't realize this, because the best players don't all get drafted. They have to first decide whether or not you're signable. In other words, if you're a high school kid and you might want to go to college, they might not take you. If you're that goes across the board, and they start making phone calls, and they don't draft you unless they know they can sign you. So they got scouts calling, you know, 4 or 5 picks ahead to say, okay, if we give you this much, will you and pay for your college, will you go? And they'll say, no, okay, then we're not drafting yet. And it goes that way for the next few days. It's really an interesting project they put on here.
You know, I don't know exactly how we'll do locally this year, Maxie, but the one one, the kid that I watched last year and seen a little bit of him again, is Will Frisch. He's out of Stillwater. Nice-looking high school player. I think he's going to Oregon State, but I'm sure he'll get drafted this week, don't you?
I was out there last week with Mr. Frisch, and Drew Gilbert is the left-handed ace of that staff. And those two together are both going to Oregon State, and they're both outstanding pitchers. And Gilbert's not that big, but that's why you get comparisons right away to Glenn Perkins, because he's a Stillwater kid, left-hander just like Perkins. And they're best friends. They pushed each other. And when they were sophomores, Will Frisch always wanted to go to Oregon State, and his buddy Gilbert got the first offer, and then Frisch was going to go to TCU, and that coach left, so he went back and asked Oregon State if they had any interest, and they gave him a scholarship. So those two are both going there. And so, too, is Jared Washburn's son, who's about an hour away in Webster, Wisconsin. He's going to Oregon State as well and could be drafted. So those three, it's really an interesting trio there, because Jared, the old Angels ace, is the head coach out there in Webster, and his son's an ace on that team.
And then you got the kid last year, speaking of Oregon State, remember Twins drafted this Trevor Larnach, and I haven't followed him yet this year, but boy, he was impressive in college.
He was, and I haven't followed him either, but big, strong, athletic kid, getting a lot of confidence, and we saw him play against the Gophers last year in that Super Regionals. You got to see him up close, and of course, they had a great catcher out there as well, Oregon State, the number one guy. And, he was brought in to, you know, hit with power, run a little bit, and do all those things, and I haven't followed him either this year. This could be the toughest year sometimes for guys when they come into the rookie ball, wood bats, and all those things, but he was a confident, athletic-looking kid.
And then we had the NBA playoffs last night, even the series. Now, Golden State won it over Toronto, but I see that Klay Thompson got hurt in the game.
Yeah, I can't afford much more. I mean, Curry can do a lot, but Durant, obviously, with his injuries in the playoffs, and then Klay Thompson, that's not good for Golden State, as good as they are. But that's what they really needed to do, was get that one, get that first one, and now go from there. Toronto's played so well over the last, since they went down 0-2 to Milwaukee, they've been playing so well and just dictating the terms of games and getting Golden State at their pace. And Golden State doesn't know when the end of this run will come, with Klay Thompson as a free agent and Durant's status in limbo going forward. So this is a big one for them to try to win. And now they kind of got the series where they want it, though. If they get healthy, they'll be just fine.
I pulled up Larnach's numbers here. He's batting .303. Average,
good.
Yeah, for all. So he's at Cedar Rapids, Elizabethton, Fort Myers. That's impressive so far.
No, that's a good number for a young guy coming up through the system. You can get up around 300, because it is that's the big adjustment, trying to get balls through and you're using the wooden bats. So that means he's off to a really good start for them.
And then yesterday at the game of the Padres and the Marlins, they had to bring in a beekeeper, because an exterminator, because the bees had a little hive apparently behind home plate, and everybody ran off the field. So what's amazing to me, within 28 minutes, they started the game again. How do you get somebody to come out and take care of those bees in 28 minutes and then get the game going again? That's amazing. And your days at Gaylord, did you ever have a game stop for anything like that?
We didn't, but they had, in Cincinnati, they had the same thing earlier this year.
Yeah.
The bees came out and they had to do the extermination part of it. And, if they didn't want the starters to play because they were worried they were going to get stung, they were going to play the bee team.
I
didn't hear Mike Lynch laughing there, but I'm sure he will later.
I wish you'd saved that for Sid yesterday, frankly. But our biggest deal, remember playing, Legion ball and town ball, the biggest deal was that when we always played night games, as you remember. But then you'd park your cars around the park, and then somebody would put their headlights on, and you'd have to stop the game and tell them to turn the lights off, and you were always worried it might be your old man.
Hey!
Everybody screaming at him. Touch your lights off!
Touch your lights. Well, I tell you, though, we had our ballparks by a lake, and so mosquitoes, man.
Oh, boy.
Mosquitoes, and you'd look at them up in the lights, and they're by the thousands, on the wrong day. And you'd be, if you were, I remember being a young guy on the bench, and you'd get that can off, and they'd fly through the air, and you'd try to, this is what you do in the dugout when you're not playing, you try to spray the mosquito in the air and see if you could kill it,
There's another thing, too.
It passed for great fun back in the day.
We had that big galvanized steel full of, a can full of water, right? Cold water. And we had a ladle, and we all drank out of it.
Same ladle.
Yeah, and now everybody's got their water bottle, man. Same water. We're a team, man.
No, I know. You never thought twice about it.
No, you didn't. Not one bit.
How we ever lived through some of those days. Yeah, there'd be one ladle and boom. I mean, you never thought, how else would you do it, you know?
Exactly. All right, Maxie, I'll see you a little later.
Okay, thank you.
Here's Mike Max. You can catch him tonight, 6:30, right here in Sports to the Max.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.